Well, next to the United States, a 26-year-old man linked to the fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is now facing murder and other charges in New York. Luigi Mangione was arrested in Pennsylvania yesterday after he was spotted in a McDonald's restaurant in Altoona. Well, earlier, our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, explained to us the background to his arrest and how it happened.
It happened yesterday morning in Altoona in Pennsylvania, a small town in the middle of the state, about midway between Pittsburgh and Harrisburg, the state capital. It was in a McDonald's there. Somebody who was in the restaurant thought they recognised this guy, Mangione, from the wanted posters that had been issued over the past several days, told one of the employees there who called the police, and the police arrived very, very fast because Mangione was having his breakfast down the back of the McDonald's, nose down in a laptop. He was wearing a surgical mask as well and didn't notice the cops coming in and didn't reach for his gun, which was in the backpack.
So he had a gun with him. What else did the police find?
Well, the weapon itself was what they call a ghost gun. That is to say, it was homemade by somebody, not a weapons manufacturer. Part of it appears to have been made on a 3D printer. It was a polymer-based weapon, similar to a Glock handgun. Indeed, there was a Glock magazine. The metal parts have to be properly fabricated. It was a Glock magazine containing six live rounds in the weapon as well. If you remember at the crime scene, there were three spent rounds and three live rounds as well. Also found, the magazines typically hold 12 bullets. He had three fake identity cards on him, one of which he had given to the cops when they asked him for some ID, and it turned out to be the same one that he had used to check into a hostel in New York. So that linked him to New York. He also had a handwritten letter, some people are calling it a manifesto, only about 260 odd words, in which he expressed some dissatisfaction with corporate America and with the health industry sector in particular. Some people interpreting the fact that it was a handwritten note, even though he was sitting with his laptop open in front of him and was indeed a computer science graduate, that he thought he would have this on his person in case he got shot or arrested and wanted his message to get out that way.
Court documents have been filed, Sean. What are they?
Well, he's been charged with two sets of crimes in two different states. In Pennsylvania, where the arrest was made, he's been hit with gun charges and forgery and using false identity with the police. The more serious charges came when NYPD officers and members from the DA's office from Manhattan arrived, questioned him, and subsequently charged him with first-degree murder of Brian Thompson, the healthcare executive shot last week in Manhattan, also gun charges and forgery charges. So he will face extradition proceedings to New York if he contests them. It could take about a month to sort out. If he doesn't contest them, he could be returned to New York City in a matter of a day or two.
Is there much investigation left in this case?
Well, in terms of the criminal investigation, it doesn't look like it. It looks pretty much like the cops have got the man they've been searching for. They have a suspect, they have weapons, they have motive, they have plenty of evidence linking him. They can say that he left New York, went to Philadelphia, went to Pittsburgh, then was coming back across the state and might have been heading back to New York again. So they've plenty of evidence to charge him and bring forward. But the investigation into the why of this crime is certainly going to take a little bit longer, unless, of course, Mangione, Luigi Mangione himself, cooperates with him. This guy came from a background of privilege. He was not some poor, oppressed individual, nor was he some kind of a crazy. College friends have all been giving testimony over the last few hours, saying he was a very bright, very intelligent, very popular individual, asked to give the valedictory speech at his rather posh prep school and secondary school, $38,000 a year to go to secondary school in Northern Maryland. He went on to an Ivy League college, University of Pennsylvania, got his master's degree in computer science, looked like a star performer in every respect, but also suffered from back issues and sometime over the past year basically dropped out of connection with his family, and now he has turned up arrested, charged with a very prominent murder, causing his family to issue a statement saying they are shocked and devastated by this. His cousin is a member of the State House, the legislature in Maryland. He's a politician for the Republican Party. The family itself, very prominent. They own a whole chain of nursing homes, a couple of golf courses, radio stations, a lot of property developments, and they're big donors to, would you believe it, medical charities.
Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.